so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Wow! It's the best steak deal on the planet. The King Cut Sirloin is only a dollar an ounce every Wednesday at Beehall's in O'Fallon. The King Cut Sirloin is aged to perfection. Enjoy it every Wednesday at Beehall's Restaurant in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
Stop it, Lauren. Oh. Stop it right now. Lauren, that's teasing.
Yeah.
She can turn it on when she needs to.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, you don't have to say 9-11 anymore, the 9-12 edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. The longest running advertiser we have on this show, over 20 years. And we will make a point again to tell you a couple of ways that they can get you to a better place, as they like to say, financially. And when you're in a better place financially, you're in a better place a lot of other ways. Okay, these people that go, it's only money. Right, yeah, it's only money.
Hey!
You need it to get by. Let's introduce some people to you. Our control board operator, a man who last night almost died. He had food poisoning or something, or his wife tried to kill him. Something happened. He almost died. And even on his deathbed or close to it, managed to drag himself into work today. Yep. That's the work ethic that makes this country great. His name is Eon the Peon. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
Strategy?
Yeah. Strategy.
Oh, you left a syllable out.
Strategy.
You know what? It's the headache.
Well, yes.
Strategy.
Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I'll tell you what. You should all be so lucky as to sit in a room with Tina Dalpiez. But you're not that lucky. We are. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Get the thing out of here. Get it out of here.
What?
Rat boy. He wants to fight terrorism. He's all of a sudden, he's real patriotic. He's made it. What kind of bomb?
Cheese.
A cheese bomb.
Oh.
Almost sounds tasty.
Oh. Yes.
Especially if it's
get
fried.
Get out of here. I don't know what set that thing off. He's got a detonator. He's crazy, that rat boy. Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Here they are, right here. Give it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
No kidding.
He's got it all figured out. He says he'll offer a terrorist a grilled, what kind of sandwich?
Cheese.
A grilled cheese sandwich. And then when you bite it, you blow up.
Oh.
Wow.
Maybe he's got something there. Mm. You just hope the wrong person doesn't bite into it. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Let me tell you, I know what a home equity loan is. I used a home equity loan, and I'm going to take you back to 1987. I had sort of made a promise to myself that at some point in my life, I was going to buy my dad a new car, my parents a new car, because I grew up watching two people struggle to pay rent, and they really never had a nice new car. So in 1987, we bought them a brand new Chevy Caprice Brougham.
Oh, yeah.
With that crushed velour interior. Remember that? Remember when the luxury cars had, it wasn't velvet, but it was crushed velour.
Yeah.
It was horrible, but we thought it was beautiful. And that was like a big deal to me, but to pay the car off and pay for it in cash, I took a home equity loan. I borrowed against the house. I had part of the money, but I wanted the car. I wanted to hand my dad a free and clear title. Happy birthday, Daddy. Here's a car. It's all paid for and it's all yours. And I was able to, that was a big deal. That was a big day for me. And that's one of the things you can do with a home equity loan. You can use the equity in your house to borrow money to pay cash for something. A trip, a car, a wedding, a vacation, whatever. Bill consolidation loan is kind of the same thing. It's a loan using the equity in your house to pay off your credit cards or any other pile of bills that you want to pay off. It's worth looking into. It's smart. What's not smart, if you're a homeowner, is not looking into it. And I don't know of anybody who has any more experience at that than American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Now, this is a weird thing to start off with, but it's an observation. Yesterday, out where I live is horse country. A lot of people have horses. I see horse trailers drive by. There's a house down the road from me. They got a big white fence and horses grazing. It looks like Kentucky or something. And a woman was riding a horse down the side of the road. And as I pulled up and could see it in front of me, and I'm behind it, the horse's tail goes up. Now, uh-oh. You know, uh-oh. When the tail goes up, what's coming.
Yep.
And here they came, plopping out. How is it that horse poop is always in perfect balls? It's firm. I've never seen a horse have an upset stomach.
With the runs?
Never. Yeah. When a horse poops, it's healthy,
it's all
solid.
Hay,
it's like little hand grenades.
It's all
out.
The same food they eat every day.
A lot of roughage?
We should be eating grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we ate grass, our poop would be like that.
Yeah. It's all like that. Elephant poop, rhino poop, it all comes
out. It's real solid.
Balls.
And healthy. And comes out like tennis balls or something.
But why don't the horse owners have to pick up after their horse like the dog owners do?
Well, I talked about that.
Didn't we talk
day.
About that?
Where were you, Mr. Headache?
That's
you
true.
Were sitting right here.
Oh,
did we
said
ever come
to
a
get off the horse with a big old plastic bag and have to pick. Because now, on my road, there's some horse balls.
Yeah.
Not horse balls, but balls of poop. Horse
I was at someone's. I was at someone's house, and there was a parade that went right by the house. So we were there watching the
parade. They'll pick it up at a parade.
But they will, but the horse came by and stopped in his driveway and let everybody take pictures and stuff, and they were petting the horses, and this horse lifted up its tail, and it wasn't a hard ball that came out. It was a bunch of just globs of, oh, man, right on his driveway. And they said, we'll be back to pick it up. Well, it took him about an hour and a half to come back to
pick
it up.
Yeah, do horses ever get diarrhea?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, a disgusting sight, though. If you ever go horseback riding, like in Colorado, and I've done this, where your family's all on horses, your kids are on horses, your wife's on horse, and if you're behind anybody, when you're behind another horse and they start pooping, it's like they're firing torpedoes at you.
Oh, yeah.
Really, it's a disgusting kind of thing that the horse in front of you is launching these things. Now, they're not going to hit you in the face, but still, it's just disgusting.
And it's not good if people have ball poop. Our poop's not supposed to be in balls.
It's not?
No.
I don't think so.
How do you know that? You're not a doctor.
Because I saw Dr. Oz. It's supposed
I can't stand Dr. Oz.
It's supposed to float. I know that because that means you have enough fiber. But the balls mean it's too dry, and the other way means it's too wet. It's just supposed to be
well,
firm.
For as little as I know about sports, I did know at one time a guy in St. Louis who was a ball player, played for the Cardinals, and he said that they have doctors and psychiatrists and all kinds of people who help them in training, and this doctor said to them, you're absolutely right, he said, your poop should float. If you're eating right, and athletes are supposed to eat right, your poop should float. Mm-hmm. So, Tina Dalpiez, right on the money.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, just when you think you know everything about her, you don't. She knows she's a poop expert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're running this commercial. It's a political commercial. What's funny to me is now that we're close to the election, all the people with no money are just now starting to run ads. Have you heard these people? You need to vote for, Tom Maxton. And you go, well, who? Yeah. Never heard of it. Now they're starting to run these commercials for the little people. All right. We have one that's running. and it's for some woman. And it starts off with, she grew up a coal miner's daughter. Let me tell you something. I don't like when somebody tries to get elected by telling us they grew up poor. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Because you know what that could mean? Your parents were stupid. Okay, they were too stupid to get a really good job, and you may be stupid because you're their kid. Here's the other thing. What would be so wrong if somebody said, Tom Lankford, he should be your next fill-in-the-blank office. His parents were rich. He was a rich kid. And you know why he was rich? Because his dad was a genius, and he's a genius too. I'll vote for that guy. Yeah. What's wrong with being the kid of somebody successful? But it seems like they take great delight in saying, you know, I watched my grandma scrub floors on her hands and knees. My mother was a maid, and I'm just thinking, and is that why I'm supposed to vote for you? Because your parents were lazy or something, or because they didn't have an education? Is that why I'm supposed to? I know what they're saying. They know what it means to work. I get it. It just doesn't work for me. Now, I have made fun of us and this station many, many times. And I told you the story that one day I had the bright idea that we'd have a game, and we did it, where it's called Name That Car. And we had listeners roll down their windows and hold their phones out the window and blow their horn, their car horn. And we were going to guess what kind of car it was. It was the dumbest game. For some reason, it sounded to me like this will be fun.
Interesting.
We'll go,
yeah.
Is that a Toyota? Or is that a Chevy Cruze? Well, here's the problem. We don't know what any car horn sounds like. We couldn't guess one single car. So immediately, you know, this is a dumb thing.
And probably a lot of the different makes have the same horn, probably.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter.
So we shut it down after about 2 minutes because it was stupid. Hmm. I'm in the car this morning because I had an appointment to go to, and I turned on The Bull. It's a country station. Now, the reason I turned it on is because I kind of get the impression that WIL is still the king of country music in this town, and The Bull is the other station. So I thought, I'm going to see what The Bull's doing. There are two guys on in the morning on The Bull. They're not any good, and they're doing a game called Know Your Neighbor. I'm going to now put Name That Car as the second dumbest game after what I heard this morning. Here's what they're doing. To win tickets to see some country artist at a concert, Know Your Neighbor. And the people were calling in, and the caller is to guess the name of the next caller. So, in other words, you're on the line. I go back. What's your name, caller? You say, go ahead and say Peon.
Peon.
Hey, Peon, how you doing? Welcome to the Dumb and Dumber Country Show. And who do you think our next caller, what do you think the caller's name's going to be?
Joe.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Caller, what's your name?
Tina.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I lose.
Sorry, you lose.
That is really stupid.
Man. Oh, no, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And they did this for a while?
It just kept going. Oh. Now, eventually, if you do Debbie, Bob, Tom, you're going to eventually hit one. Oh, my goodness, I was embarrassed for these people. As somebody in radio who knows what it feels like to be embarrassed and do something stupid, my advice to The Bull, listen to me, get rid of those two clowns and hire me.
Stop it!
No, yeah, they should. Hire me, because my greatest success in radio was when I was in country music. That's the greatest success that I ever had in radio, was in country music. I could rekindle that flame. I really could. So, Bull, FrankOpinion at yahoo.com. Give me a call. We'll talk. You need us. You really do. And we will not play Know Your Neighbor. Oh, brother. I have the 10 healthiest toppings you can put on a pizza. And I'm going to start with number 10. Now, when you order pizza, I'll tell you what I order. Bacon, sausage, pepperoni, hamburger.
Oh, my goodness.
No, no, not all at once, but those are my four toppings.
Oh, okay.
I like bacon, I like sausage, so I'm a meat person. I like pepperoni, and I like hamburger.
I get chicken and bacon together.
You know what? I've had some really good chicken pizza, barbecue chicken pizza.
Do you like green peppers or onions or anything?
No.
Like that?
No.
That's
oh,
I like
no.
cheese.
I do.
All right, here are the healthiest
things. That's right, Rat Boy.
That's all you like.
Here are the healthiest things you can put on a pizza leading up to the single healthiest topping you can put on. The 10th healthiest topping is ham. Hmm. Says it is a great protein choice.
Isn't that like Canadian bacon? Isn't that when they say
to
Canadian
me,
bacon?
Same yeah, it's the same thing. Ham. When I see a piece of Canadian bacon, I go, that's a piece of round ham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's lower than in fat than sausage, ground beef, or crumbled bacon. So ham. Number 9, Parmesan cheese. I pronounce it Parmesan.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
That's number 9 because they say it's a great alternative to regular cheese, high in protein, low in fat. Number 8, pineapple. Now, I don't put pineapple.
No. I've had that before. Pizza. It's good, too. Mm-hmm. It's usually ham and pineapple.
Ham. Yeah, Hawaiian.
One cup of pineapple has 100% of your daily recommended intake of manganese, whatever that is.
How about that?
Yeah. Number 7, low-fat cheese on a pizza. No thank you.
I love it.
I don't care how good it is for you. No thank you. Number 6, extra tomato sauce. Okay. Mm. I could go for that. It says it's a rich source of lycopene. You know, there are too many things we're supposed to know what they are. I mean, who knows what that is? Manganese, lycopene. I don't know what that is, but it's got it in there. Lycopene. Number 5, garlic. Crushed garlic on your pizza. I do like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
crushed
know you
garlic.
Could order that.
Oh, yeah. You can order it. Next time I take you out, I'm going to get you a garlic pizza, and then we're going to make out after we both eat garlic. Crushed garlic adds a lot of flavor, and it provides the nutritional benefits of promoting good cholesterol levels. Also helps prevent arteriosclerosis. Well, there you go. I'll take it. Number 4, we're getting close to the number 1 topping that's the healthiest topping you can put on a pizza. The 4th healthiest, diced chicken. Pion, you hit it. Chicken. It says if you want low fat and protein, you cannot beat diced chicken. Number 3, mushrooms.
Nope.
Oh, I do not.
No mushroom lovers.
I know Dan is about mushrooms.
Ugh. Yeah, peon's the same way.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
They're and about the, let's see. It seems like a small amount of protein, 2.2 grams on a pizza, but it says, help prevent prostate cancer. Well, you know, that's the other thing. You read something, it says something helps prevent. Yeah, if you ate exactly the right amount in specific frequencies of a certain, I don't know.
Yeah, but next week they'll say it doesn't.
Number 2 and then number 1. Now, this is the first, and these are the 2 healthiest toppings for pizza. And I'm going to tell you right now, no thank you to both of these. Broccoli is number
2. Oh, yeah, I've had that on pizza.
I have, too. Mm-hmm. It is good.
Loaded with vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin A, and here we go again, folate.
Wow.
Folate sounds like a dirty word.
It's supposed
to be really
good. I
caught them folating in the stairwell.
It's supposed to be really good for pregnant women.
See, you women know, what is vitamin K? What does that do?
Not sure.
Because, see, I know, like, the sunshine vitamin D, and then I think I know a little bit about vitamin C, you won't get a cold. What is vitamin K? The heck is that? Broccoli, number 2. Here we go, number 1, and I say no to this, too, because when you put spinach on a pizza...
Oh, yes.
I've had done that before, too.
You know what you have now? You have a salad on crust.
I've had that with my chicken and bacon. That was spinach, too. That's not too bad.
Like, what kind? Like fresh?
Sure.
Spinach leaves.
Is that what you put on? Not that mushy kind?
It says one of the nutrients in spinach is vitamin K, which we admit we don't know what that is. It says it's important to make sure your blood clots effectively.
Oh, yep. That's what it says.
13 different flavonoid compounds in spinach. I don't even know.
Flavonoid?
Don't know what that means. So it says next time you prepare pizza, consider the toppings. Well, I will not consider spinach. My wife always get spinach on a
spinach
pizza.
Salad.
She is going to live to be like 110. I will be dead in a year and a half. But I asked for it. Because there's that old joke. Why do men die before their wives? Because they want to. let's see. You know, sometimes when people die, they deserve to die. This is a a guy in London. He's not a guy anymore. He's dead. His body fell from the landing gear of a plane that was inbound for Heathrow Airport. It was about to land, and he fell. And in a moment, we're going to play you. Somebody captured this. You know, everybody now has a cell phone, a camera.
Right.
Everything's on video. And just fair warning, we have the audio. You won't be able to see the video. But he fell from the landing gear and landed on a residential street in London. In his 30s, climbed into the aircraft in North Africa and was hidden up in the landing gear. That's a long flight.
Yeah, do they know if he was, I wonder if he was alive.
Oh, he had to be dead. I mean, I can't imagine you could live up there. Says that parts of his body were strewn 75 feet.
Oh.
He just kind of blew up and splattered all over the place. Warning, you know, on TV they say, we warn you, portions of the following may be graphic for some viewers. Well, for some listeners, this could be graphic. Here's the audio, the video of the guy falling from the plane as it's landing at Heathrow. Here it is. Here's the plane. Man, I didn't expect it.
Oh. Wow.
It took a while for him to hit.
Well, he was up pretty high.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that to be the sound. I thought it'd be more of a, you know. Now, I've just been handed this. Put this in the machine. Someone says someone else caught it and captured it. This is a
angle.
A different person who was at street level. Different perspective.
Drum there too.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, that's a different angle.
That was like a prop jet or something.
You know, that could have been a marching band.
Yeah.
And they had a drum and they just started doing a little snare roll. Ooh, those were graphic. Thanks for suffering through that with us. It's like 4 days ago, and I wish I could remember where I was, but I walked by. And for the life of me, I cannot remember where I was, but I walked by and a woman was changing her baby. And you know how when they hold their legs up like a chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Like chicken legs. And she's wiping, and it was a little boy, and she's wiping poop from his little scrotum.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not like to see that in a public place. I just don't like to see it.
That's why they have those baby changing stations in the bathroom.
And I wasn't in the bathroom. I'm trying to remember where I was, and I walked by.
Yeah, see, that's not right.
And here's the deal. When somebody is wiping, and a baby's poop is never solid. It's a mess. And even if you can't smell it, you think you can smell it. It's a psychological thing. And the reason I mention it is there's a story out of Utah that a customer has complained. Because, and I don't blame the customer, they were sitting in a restaurant, and at another table, a mother had her two little daughters on portable potties, potty training them at the table.
No way.
This woman says, we sat down to have lunch. I saw this young mother was potty training her two twin daughters at the table.
That's
first,
not
it
right.
Didn't register, but I looked again, and she even took a picture of it. Sent it into the company. Local TV station in Utah picked up the story. And she says, at first she thought the kids were in booster seats. No, they were on pots. They were pooping at the restaurant. No.
Sorry.
That doesn't cut it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a true story of two out-of-work FM DJs. They used to work at a country station. They got fired for playing Know Your Neighbor.
Oh.
So they're out of work, and they decide they're going to live together to save on expenses. But they don't have a home. And one says to the other, let's build a house, just a little simple house. We'll get the tools. We'll get the lumber. We'll build a house. So they go by a lumber yard, and one of the out-of-work FM DJs walks into the lumberyard supervisor, and he says, need some lumber. needed to put in the house we're going to build. And the guy at the lumber yard says, well, lumber? What kind of lumber? He says, hang on. And he goes out to his buddy, the other FM DJ, and he consults with him, and he runs back in, and he says, 4 inches wide, 4-inch wide lumber. It's going in the house we're building. And the guy at the lumber yard says, 4 inches, how thick? 4 inches wide, but how thick? He says, hang on. He goes out to his other FM DJ buddy. He runs back in. He says, 4 inches wide, 2 inches thick. It's going in the house we're building. And the guy at the lumber yard says, well, you have 2x4. You need 2x4s. He said, yeah, it's going in the house we're building. And the guy in the lumber yard says, well, how long? How long do you need the lumber? He says, hang on a minute. He runs out to his friend. He runs back in. He says, we're going to need it a long time. It's going in the house we're building.
Now it's time to check in with former FM DJ Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic. Tim?
How long? Wow. Hey, we're going to start off with an accident that's on northbound 170 just before Forest Park Parkway. It's partially blocking the right lane. Has things jammed back to Highway 64. 64 westbound, the normal slowdown. Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. You've got some stop-and-go pockets from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, same thing. It's stop-and-go. More stop, though, it looks like, from approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. On the downtown bridge approaches eastbound 64, that's slowing just a little east of Grand through Union Station, where the road road splits off, and you've got the left lane and the far right lane open. And then once you get over the bridge, you're slow 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to MyKiaSt.Louis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. After losing a close one in Tempe last year, Missouri will try to avenge a loss against Arizona State as the Tigers welcome the Sun Devils to Faurot Field in Columbia.
This Saturday, the Tigers take on Arizona State in Columbia. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Game time is at 6. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Recently, when Madison County politicians tried to raise their own pay, County Board Member Kathy Smith said no and instead introduced a resolution to cut their pay by 20%. As our state representative, Kathy Smith will save our taxpayer dollars and bring common sense back to government. Kathy Smith will cut spending, require Springfield politicians to take a pay cut, and she'll stand up to Pat Quinn and fight for our families.
I'm Kathy Smith. I grew up in a military family. My mom inspected helicopters. My dad earned a Bronze Star in the Air Force. If our military can defend our nation, why can't Springfield defend our state? Right here, where it counts. I will repeal the 67% tax hike, end benefits to illegal immigrants, and get Southern Illinois back to work. My opponent wants to defend Governor Quinn. I'm running to protect you and your job.
Kathy Smith for state representative. She's fighting for us.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
Tiny bubble.
Big rotten egg stink news story that made the national news yesterday. Turns out the smell was coming not too far from where this man lives, a place called the Salton Sea in Southern California. We'll find out if he got a good dose of it. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, as in home entertainment room. They don't build homes, but they'll put a nice home entertainment room together for you. Go to thompsonprice.com to see some of their work and to find out where their showroom is in De Pere. Thompson Price presents Mike Evans.
Get her done.
Did you get a whiff of that stink that went all the way to L.A.?
Well, Cheryl farted all. I didn't know about that.
You know what? Wow. See, I would never say it, make a joke like that about my wife or even about Cheryl. I wouldn't do that.
Simply telling it like it is.
It was in the news here.
I know. It was horrible. We got up, and Cheryl's like, "Do you smell that?" And I go, what is it? I can't smell.
No, you said one that smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah. And she said, I think we have a gas leak.
Yeah.
That's what it smelled like.
Now, what do you mean you can't smell? Do you have literally like a...
No, I said, I was joking. I said, what, I can't smell? Of course I smell it.
Oh. No. It's settled down now. It's gone. So.
It is gone.
All right. What's going on? Today. What's going on?
You know what I did today?
What?
I went out and played golf.
About time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just had me a glass of wine.
While you were playing?
No, I just now I had a glass of wine.
That's
a tough life. Let's run through his life again. He goes, he plays golf like 8 days a week, mm-hmm. comes home, has a little wine, sometimes nude in the hot tub.
By the way, I got a quick reminder. Beginning next Friday, I'll be in Hawaii.
About time.
Ooh. Yeah, it's been like a month.
Yeah.
It's been a while, yeah.
I haven't been to Hawaii in about 3 months.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Pete?
Oh, man.
What are you thinking?
Pop quiz question, May 17th, the next Star Trek movie will be released. What is the name of the latest franchise?
Star Trek Into Darkness. Star Trek The Next Frontier. Star Trek and the Black Hole.
Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Maybe we know why. Leonardo DiCaprio and Ryan Gosling dumped Blake Lively. When asked what the future holds for her and her new husband, Ryan Reynolds, Blake said children and lots of them. Blake said that she'd like to have 30 kids, but seriously, she'd like to have 8 or 10 children.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That could scare a lot of guys away.
Absolutely, absolutely. TV news. You can't make this crap up. Have you talked about the Today Show yesterday blowing off the moment of silence for the 11th year anniversary of 9/11?
No, but I've seen and read a lot about
it. Yeah, they blew it out so they could do an interview with Kim Kardashian's mom, Kris Jenner, about her boob jobs.
Yeah, that was not a smart move.
Oh, it was really ridiculous. And I know three stations that I'm on, one in Miami, one in Houston, and one in Albuquerque, that turned down the interview. They weren't even interested in talking to Kris Jenner. Oh, there'll be more on this tomorrow. I got a phone call about an hour ago. I'm looking into another sidebar regarding this story.
You know, why can't NBC, I saw the statement they released, and it was something like,
and they stand by it.
Well, yeah, why can't they ever say, we made a huge mistake?
Dropped the ball.
Exactly.
Just say, we really screwed this up. And
I could not agree more.
It's over.
American Idol had a late night meeting last night with the producers and Mariah Carey. Nicki Minaj. No. She is one ugly-looking wench.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
Fat ass, nasty ass.
Wow, man.
Keith Urban was at the meeting, and Randy Jackson. It looks like those will be your four judges. Right. Randy Jackson, of course, brought back to be a judge because, well, they couldn't find anybody else.
I can't think of a guy duller than Keith Urban. Maybe I'm missing something. He just seems pretty dull.
I think they're looking for another audience, too.
Yeah, you know what they're trying to do, too, the Blake Shelton thing. The voice, the country guy.
X Factor debuts tonight with Britney Spears. Here's for good. Sports shorts. Golf's Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is held every 2 years. This year it'll be held in Chicago, and there will be a celebrity tournament before the main tournament begins. Celebrities agreeing to play Jack Nicholson, Michael Douglas, Michael Phelps, Justin Timberlake, Bill Murray, Morgan Freeman, and a few women have been invited and have accepted to play. Condoleezza Rice.
She's a good golfer.
Yes. Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Who plays to a 3 handicap.
Whoa. Wow.
And 65-year-old Sally Field, who is also, I understand, a pretty good golfer.
Now, can we watch this? Because that'd be fun to watch.
I think they will televise part of that, yes.
You know, I talked to Nicholson this morning.
Why didn't you ask him about the tournament? That's where you made your mistake.
I did. I said, Jack, I didn't know you liked to play golf. You're looking forward to the tournament. Here's what he said.
You're damn right. I'm looking forward to it. I love the golf.
Wow. I think he's one hell of an ad libber too. Isn't he
does a great interview.
A lot to just a real simple little, real response.
Yeah, Deardorff will have that whole thing tomorrow morning.
Oh no, that's John St. James.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
No, darn Ripper Rapper.
No. Dan Buck and Paul Brown.
Oh well, moving right along. Yeah. Todd Wallace.
Mark Christopher.
No, I don't know. Odds and ends, Donald Trump was walking down Fifth Avenue, New York, came face-to-face with a street entertainer doing a great impression of President Obama. Trump stopped, listened to the guy's act, then walked up, pointed in his face, and yelled, "You're fired." I think Donald Trump really thinks he is that guy or something. It's very strange. And Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. Anyway.
No.
Hi, Dan.
No.
Anyway, anyway.
No.
Hi, Dan. Al Pacino loves to do biopics. He played Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
Did a great job.
Great job. Currently playing Phil Spector in the HBO movie. He will play Marco Polo in the feature film that starts shooting next spring. And Al Pacino, hoorah, is in negotiation to play Penn State football coach Joe Paterno.
Oh, my goodness, what a great choice.
In a biopic. And to play Sandusky, they are talking to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He could be anybody.
Oh, he's fabulous. And finally, I hate it when it comes to an end, Franco.
You speak for the world, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Star Trek's next movie, the franchise coming on May 17th. This is Star Trek Into Darkness, Star Trek The Next Frontier, Star Trek In the Black Hole.
Well, I'll just take a wild guess when it's my turn, because I've never seen one Star Trek anything.
You know what? I've never seen one Star Trek anything.
Well, we're in a small elite group. I've never seen one TV show, no movie, nothing. What do you think, Tim?
I'll go with Next Frontier.
Frontier.
Next Frontier.
Black Hole.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts. Star Trek Into Darkness. Mike Devin Lab, Hollywood Frank.
Black Hole, Darkness, same thing.
Yeah.
So I sort of got it. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com. Who can't use a great, big, nice cooler? You may not need it every day, but every once in a while, you need a cooler. Sometimes you ever find yourself like wanting to take food somewhere, leftovers, and you go, well, if you just had a cooler to keep this stuff cool. I have a great opportunity for you. From right now to October 10th, if you close your auto loan at any branch of First Community Credit Union, you're in a drawing for a 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler. There'll be 28 coolers filled with goodies. Now, it's a surprise. You know, you ever get like those, you buy a grab bag, you don't know what's in it, and then you get surprised. Well, it's going to be filled with goodies, whatever that means. And there'll be one given away at each of the 28 branches. Now, there's a grand prize winner that'll be selected from all of those auto loans that were closed. And they'll get the grand prize of a Mizzou cooler and two tickets to the final Mizzou home game against Syracuse on November 17th. It seems almost impossible that we're that close to the end of football. The football is such a short season. So that's the deal. You take your auto loan, you move it over to First Community Credit Union. Find out what your rate is. Chances are their rate is lower. So you're a winner whether you win a cooler or not, because you just saved yourself money every month. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more at their website, firstcommunity.com.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, Tina, it's really not that bad. Not like it has been the past few afternoons, but they were working with this accident on westbound 70 between 79 and TR Hughes. That had traffic backed up just a little bit west of Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Up here in North County, boy, things look good. They pinned out rapidly. You look good on eastbound 270, just a little bit off the pace before you get to New Florence. And after that, looking well to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. They were working with that accident on northbound 170 near Forest Park Parkway that had things jammed back to 64. Southbound 270, getting a little bit better. You're heavy now between approaching 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it's brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per tank. So use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KPRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa Boots at Chuck's Boots off Highway 30 in Fenton and now off Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's.
It's been a privilege to serve you. We're going to do it again tomorrow, only better. Hope you can be with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News.